Welcome to episode 87 of the BCF ORG podcast, The Business of Business. I'm Brian Fisher. In the previous episode, 86, our guest was Lauren Maffeo discussing data and analytics management. This podcast series focuses on the various subjects and topics to help you run a successful, profitable business. They're approximately 15 minutes long, so you can listen while commuting. Hopefully, you'll find one or two takeaways to implement per episode. Today's episode discusses personal transformation with Mark Scheer. Based out of Jacksonville, Florida, Mark Scheer is the founder and CEO of Encompass Life, a company that empowers people with the art and science of personal transformation. Known as the coach for coaches, Mark Scheer loves to spark major breakthroughs when the chips are on the table. The bigger the better. He says, bring it on. In 20 years of guiding others, he's boosted the careers of executives, entrepreneurs, as well as coaches and leaders, enabling them to navigate the most challenging personal chapters of their lives. Mark likes making things fast, fun, and easy. He distilled his decades of coaching and 35 years of self-development work into a unique method for rapid transformation called the Quantum Leap Technique. It's a one-of-a-kind approach to find the root of issues and flip them into huge gains in a matter of minutes. Go-getters have been using his work to lift up their companies and clients for years. Anything but your typical slick guru influencer, Mark's a playful, straight-shooting Texas farm boy and former construction company owner who gets in the trenches and does whatever it takes to spur his clients to massive success. Let's welcome Mark Scheer. Mark, welcome to the BCF ORG podcast, The Business of Business.
Well, thank you, Brian. Welcome. Glad to be here, sir.
Thanks for joining us today, Mark. Mark, I'm always interested in people's stories. What's your background in founding Encompass Life?
Boy, it's a really long story, but I'll give you a quick condensed version of it. I was raised in a childhood that was pretty tough for me, and I went to Catholic school, and I was always interested in consciousness. Consciousness and Catholic school kind of didn't go together because I would ask questions and they would say, you can't ask that question. And I thought, why can't I ask that question? You can't ask that question either. So I was always really curious about different spiritual principles, different spiritual laws and stuff. So I had this inquiry inside of me. And as I got older, I went to school, majored in engineering and didn't really like that. Started my own businesses. And one of the things that was prevalent or consistent in all, no matter what business I had, I was always looking to improve myself, to improve my relationship in the business. So I always studied with a bunch of different teachers and consciousness all over the world, Europe, all throughout the U.S. A lot of fringy stuff, a lot of mainstream stuff, but just about how to really work on your internal dialogue to change your life around you. And I noticed a number of years ago, I guess probably about 20 years ago now, I had some pretty severe health issues, and I was studying all this consciousness work, and it wasn't really, like, I had it up here, but I didn't have it in my body. Like, I could spout it and talk about it, but I wasn't really living it. So I know it has a lot of health issues. I was having some issues with my company. I kind of hit rock bottom about 2008, 2009 in the business I had, and I realized that everything I had built on that up to that point, I had done it out of anger in a way to prove something to somebody. I would make a lot of money. Sometimes I'd make a lot of money. Sometimes I'd lose money. I'd make money, lose money, kind of go back and forth. But I kept hitting like a glass ceiling. And after a while, I said, okay, so what's going on in my business that's, you know, how am I causing this? Like, I'm doing everything right. Have a good team, have this, everything. But I would hit a level in business, and then I was sabotaging myself. So I started studying with a new teacher, and I realized what was most important about what was going on in my business was my own feelings. And this may sound kind of weird in business, Brian, but how feelings really, really drive the business. And a lot of people, we spoke a little while ago about, you're talking about burnout. And a lot of people, if they're working really, really hard in order to, prove they're good enough, well, they're going to eventually burn themselves out. Making sense a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Well, recently topics on this podcast have been about burnout and unfulfillment. What's really going on when you've met all your goals, but yet you still feel unfulfilled?
Yes, what I've discovered is most people, like I said, they're doing it from a place of anger, and they're trying to look for something in their outer world in order for them to feel something about themselves on the inner. So they're, when I get this new sports car, when I get X amount of dollars in the bank, when I get this next sale, that's going to be what's going to have me really feel good about myself, where they're living life backwards. They can produce those results, but until, it's like the donkey with the carrot in front of him, and it's like trying to chomp at that carrot to get to it, and never quite get there, So it may look really enticing and exciting at first to the donkey, but then after a while, it goes into a state of resignation. Business just doesn't have the draw it used to have. And then after a while, if no matter what they achieve, it doesn't produce that fulfillment inside of them, they just go into a state of burnout. Like, what am I even doing here? So what we do here is we focus on enthusiasm rather than excitement. Excitement's based on the exterior. Enthusiasm is based on the interior. It's two very, very different feelings. The word enthusiasm actually comes from the Greek word entheos, meaning with God. Another way of saying it is with love. So if you're doing something, the business just to get the paycheck, just to produce a result, you're going to burn out. But if you're doing something you really, really love, you're going to be successful, and your family's going to appreciate it as well. Not just a paycheck, but you're really producing things from based on love.
Well, shifting gears, what do you do when your company growth seems to be tapped out?
I worked with numerous companies that way as well. You find yourself a good coach. Find something inside of you of what's holding you back. I'll give you an example of a person. I worked with an attorney a number of years ago, and they would reach a level of success, and it would blow up. They'd reach a level of success and blow up. And no matter what they did, they kept blowing their company up, self-sabotaging once they got to a certain level of production. I worked with her for maybe 3 or 4 months, and within a year, she tripled her business. We had another client, I guess about a couple of years ago. They were around 30 million in sales. They had hired numerous business coaches to take them to maybe double their revenue. They began working with us, and they went from 35 million to 350 million in 12 months. So that's some pretty significant growth.
Absolutely.
But they had to reinvent themselves. You got to put systems in place in the business, all those things every other business coach tells you, right? But one of the most important things is having your own self move to where you can actually have that level of success and ease available for you. Most people, a lot of coaches say that people are terrified of failing. What I found out is most people are terrified of success. I think it's backwards. Because for them to have that new level of success, they have to become somebody brand new, and they're terrified of becoming that new person.
That's interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Like most people, they know what to do. They have an idea, but they don't do it. So what is it that's holding them back from that knowing it and actually embodying it and taking it forward? And it's that, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to do all this. I'm going to have to reinvent myself. What if I do all this stuff and I really don't even like what I'm doing again? If they don't like where they are now, why put all this effort into reinventing themselves into something they don't like in the future? So they have to get over that fear of the reinvention process.
We're speaking with Mark Scheer, founder, CEO of Encompass Life. Mark, as business owners, we should all have an exit plan. How do you find someone to replace you in your business?
Great question. What I'm doing with Encompass Life is the company is designed to replace me before I ever exit. If you have a business where you're indispensable to the business, really what you have is a hobby that pays you well. To me, a business, the owner is already indispensable in that company. You have to design that in at now. Like I said, otherwise you have, you're doing basically a paid hobby where you have to be there to make the money.
Mark, is there anything I've not asked that you'd like to add?
I'd like to talk with you a little bit about differences between positive and negative and actions and results. Most modalities, they talk about being, you got to think positive thoughts and don't think negative thoughts. And when we're in that world of duality, there's a lot of shame and guilt and shouldas and wouldas and couldas running in the person's head when they're in that, when they have that positive, negative, right, wrong, good, bad inside of them. What we do here is we work with actions and results only, and what results you chose to produce in your life, and then what actions do you require to support your results. So we do everything based on action results rather than right, wrong, good, bad, positive, and negative. There's four things. Let's talk about this real quick. There's four things. If somebody's having an issue with their business, a repetitive pattern, there's four things that hold that pattern into place. And it's shame, blame, guilt, and hate. And if it's in a business, if it's in your relationship, if it's in any area of your life, or you got something that's being stuck in your life, those four things are involved in holding it into place. So rather than trying to shift the pattern without removing the glue, you're going to have a hell of a time doing it. So what we do here is we help that person shift those four things, remove the glue, then the pattern dissolves and the result gets shifted very, very quickly.
Well, Mark, how can people get in contact with you?
The easiest way is to reach out to me at mark@encompasslife.com. And if you could mention Brian Fisher in the subject line, I'd let Brian know and tell him thank you for the referrals. We have all kind of specials you can get on with us. We Encompass Life is a university where I train people to become coaches. And we also have a leadership development program for business people as well.
Mark, thank you for joining us today on the BCF ORG podcast, The Business of Business.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
My sincere thanks to Mark Scheer for joining us today. Managing the performance of your company is one of the most important things you do as a leader. This podcast is on over 20 directories. Subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcast. In search, type BCF ORG. Be sure to leave a space between BCF and ORG. Feel free to share this podcast with people who you think may benefit. A strong rating of these podcasts would be appreciated. If you'd like to reach out to me for business consulting or with any questions, comments, ideas, or potentially be a guest like Mark, please go to bcforg.com. There's a red Contact Us button in the middle of the homepage. A LinkedIn symbol's on the upper right. Click on that if you'd like to see my profile. All the podcasts are available by clicking on the website podcast page in the reference bar. These podcasts will be released the first and third Tuesday each month. In the next episode, 88, our guest will be Paula Davis discussing teaming up against burnout. In business, running a successful, profitable business is the ultimate scorecard. You are never done and can always be better. It tends to be more fun than work, frustrating at times, but can be very rewarding. From BCF ORG Corp, I'm Brian Fisher, wishing you the best. Thanks.